You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, September 24th. As first reported by Joe Person of The Athletic, Cam Newton will be out indefinitely with what is suspected to be a Liz Frank injury in his left foot. This comes a day after Panthers head coach Ron Rivera said Newton would not play in Week 4 against the Texans. Newton first aggravated the foot in Week 3 of the preseason against the Patriots and was diagnosed with a mild midfoot sprain, which he re-aggravated in a Week 2 loss to the Buccaneers. He didn't play or practice during Week 3. A Liz Frank injury is more severe than just a normal midfoot sprain. Without surgery, the timeline for a return is 6 to 8 weeks, while surgery would require Newton to rehab for 5 to 6 months. Rivera said he wants to wait until Newton is at, quote, 100% before bringing him back, and the hope is for the quarterback to avoid going under the knife. The injury is not likely to be career-ending, but it could severely hinder Newton's mobility going forward. Second-year quarterback Kyle Allen will once again start in Newton's place. He guided the Panthers to their first win of the season against the Cardinals in Week 3, going 19 of 26 for 261 yards and 4 touchdowns. Despite starting the season 0-3, the Redskins and head coach Jay Gruden are sticking with Case Keenum as their starting quarterback over the 15th overall pick in the 2019 draft, Dwayne Haskins. Keenum has struggled in his first 3 games as a Redskin, and he turned the ball over 5 times, 3 picks and 2 lost fumbles, and took 4 sacks in a 31-15 loss to the Bears on Monday night. He finished 30 of 43 for 331 yards and notched a pair of second-half touchdown passes. His worst play was probably a first-quarter pick-six that sailed over the head of Trey Quinn and into the waiting arms of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, who quickly put the Redskins in a 7-0 hole with his 37-yard return. In his post-game press conference, Gruden said a quarterback change was not in the immediate future. "I can't be changing people every 5 minutes," Gruden said. "I've got to give Case an ample chance to play with these new guys." Keenum accepted responsibility for his poor play, saying in part, quote, "That's all on me. Turn the ball over that many times as a quarterback, I let my team down." Even if Gruden were to make a change at quarterback, Colt McCoy would likely get the initial nod over Haskins as he nears a return from a broken leg suffered 9 months ago. That may not sit well with Redskins fans who were heard chanting, "Let's go Haskins," late in the blowout loss. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger underwent season-ending surgery on his throwing elbow on Monday evening in Los Angeles. He will return to Pittsburgh and begin rehab immediately. The Steelers have been tight-lipped on the specifics of the injury, but Roethlisberger did not undergo Tommy John surgery and is expected to be ready for the start of the 2020 NFL season after a successful procedure carried out by Dr. Neil Ellitrash in consultation with Steelers team physician Jim Bradley. The surgery came after Roethlisberger departed the Steelers' Week 2 matchup against the Seahawks. The veteran quarterback appeared to be in obvious pain, clutching at his elbow and looking to the sideline after a first half pass attempt. He did not return in the second half. With their quarterback of 16 years sidelined and the team off to its first 0-3 start since 2013, the Steelers will once again turn to Mason Rudolph to start in their Monday night matchup against the Bengals. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.